Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
By the way, that lady right there is Tracy Hilbleman. Give it up for Tracy Hilbleman. Oh, except her name's not Tracy Hilbleman anymore. Spike Odell's old producer. Say hello, Tracy.
Hi, John. How are you?
Your last name is now...
Weiner.
Weiner.
Yes.
Okay, so Trace, I'll just finish this story.
I love you, but I'm not going to eat that.
I want you to be my first person. So
that was not in the deal.
So here's the deal. So I went online to this company called Aketa, and we ordered some, and they sent them in this packet. It arrived the other day, and I have not opened it because I wanted to do the big reveal here for you. And there's enough. We'll share them. If you want to try these with your cocktail, we'll walk them around. They raised their hand in the back. The crazy table did. Yes. Hello. Grace and her friends over there. It's Grace, right? Okay. So this is them, Trace. Let me just open it here. Marlene, you can help me. Open that up. All right. So we'll dump them out here. All right. Now, that's a little... non-climate. They come in little black packets. It looks like there would be teas in there. These are crickets, and they have delegged and armed them.
So talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be really healthy and nutritious and delicious, but they're crickets. Let me open them, Mar. So, which
all
one should we open?
All the flavoring in the world can't make.
You want the Texas barbecue? Sea salt and vinegar. I love sea salt and vinegar chips. Why wouldn't I sea salt and vinegar crickets? Southwestern. And which one are you opening there, Marlene? Ooh, sour cream and onion. Now, when they make these, they freeze them, and then they bake them.
And so deleg not, them, right? They take the legs off, didn't
and
you
they,
say?
They deleg them, and they're not supposed to be squishy. They're because they've been baked. So, gee, here they are. All right, so this is them. I'll just sprinkle a few out here. Oh, my. Well, they look like crickets, got no legs on them. Oh, come on. Look, that's the problem with America. We judge, we judge, we judge. Adam, our engineer, is now about to eat the first one in 3, 2, 1. There he goes. Let's hear it for Adam. And bye, for our radio audience, Adam just died. You know what? They're pretty good. It's very dry, and Tracy's going to hand her. Trace, do you want a sour cream and onion one? You know what? It tastes a little burnt, but...
I think I need a beer you know, chaser or something.
I almost think they would be better, Trace, if they had the legs on them, because they just look like...
Can I have this?
Yeah, you can have that water. There she goes! We're so proud of Tracy.
Bad.
They're not bad. They taste sour cream and oniony.
Just don't think about
And don't think about it.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was, however delicious that was really good for you, Trace.
Wow, I got my protein for the day.
You got your protein for the
sour
day. They come in
onion,
these little packets.
Thumbs up.
So we'll put them on. I know the restaurant here loves that I brought edible crickets into there. That cannot be good for business. Actually, the burgers now really look good, don't they? So, Trace, how have you been, by the way?
I'm good. It's so nice to see you. You're like my Whoopi. I'm so happy to have you back.
So, what happens? You remember Beth Swerk, who produced for me and is a friend of yours, and Kurt Vandera, and now Tracy Weiner, and all of these producers that we've had over the years.
Yep.
They still produce. Like Beth and Matt Bubala and Tracy will still send me email. Oh, my God, did you see this article? You should do this and blah, 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 blah. I go, you're not doing it anymore. You have to stop
producing. It's in our blood. We can't help ourselves.
Well, but then what happens is as their lives change, as they get kids and they start to think differently, now you're always sending me things about school-age kids or parenting, right?
Yes.
You sent me a few articles that I thought would be interesting to talk about. One was the Naperville North story, right?
Yes.
At Naperville North, there's a petition going around so that the students won't have... They think there's too much pressure. And they've had a couple of tragedies at that school. I don't mean to make light of it. But suddenly, 700 kids or people from all around the country signed an online petition.
Well, it's at 1,800 now.
Is it at 1,800?
Yes.
It's at change.org, right?
Correct.
And they want them to put less pressure on the kids. They said there's the Naperville North way. You know, you get good grades. You get involved in extracurricular activities.
Sports, AB classes. don't take study hall.
And I thought that everything that they were complaining about is, in fact, the things you should be doing, right? You should be working on getting good grades. You should be studying hard. You should be in sports. You should be in orchestra.
Right.
I thought
it's
the kids...
It's intense, though. It's
is
just
it really
different.
That intense now?
I mean, I had AP classes in high school, too. But now it just seems amped up just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, if they'd had change.org when I was a kid, I would have created a petition.
It was started by a student. It was her essay, so to speak,
yeah.
of how things are, and this is why the problems we're having in high school with kids.
And I think the question is, so is that a reasonable, like, is it a reasonable expectation to ask the kids to do all this stuff? Or is she being reasonable? It's reasonable to say, hey, you're asking too much from us. What's the answer on that?
I don't know. I had over Easter, I was with my family, and I had a conversation with my brother-in-law, and he's like, the pressure that we had back when we were in high school is the same as it is now. I don't actually agree with that, but he thinks that these pressures were always around for high school kids.
I know. I mean, let's not even talk about Naperville North. Let's just talk about the high school students in general today. I think because of social media or just a higher sense of entitlement or empowerment,
yeah.
they're pushing back.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we would do them any favors by saying, oh, yeah, it sucks. It's a lot of pressure. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Buck up and get it done.
Right.
That's my attitude, Trace, but I'm so Don Draper about this. I don't know if I'm the one that needs to change.
I think there's a balance. I don't know that's necessarily the school administrator's fault, but I think it comes from home, too. I definitely feel like being a mom now, I have a fifth and a third grader, it's hard.
Oh, really?
Balancing everything and trying to do what's right and be proactive in their academics but not push.
Right, I know. That's such a balance, isn't it? By the way, I still got a little cricket parts in my mouth, do you?
No, because you gave me your water.
I know. I haven't had any water, and I'm still fiddling with crickets in my mouth. It's... it is... See, this gentleman's having one here, so we're sharing them with you. If you want to come on up, we'll give you some of these dang things, please. It's a 124. This is WGN.
Everybody must get stoned. Yeah. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street.
Marlene's walking around with a service tray filled with Texas barbecue, sea salt and vinegar, and Southwest and sour cream and onion crickets.
That's what I had.
Yeah.
It was good.
Do you want to try the sea salt and vinegar? The answer can be no. I'm not working for this company, Trace, so don't make the poor girl do it if she doesn't want it. Here's the sea salt and vinegar. Those are...
Sure, I'll try it.
Woo! Oh, boy. Wow.
Get that water.
Those pack a wallop. That kind of clears you out. The company is Aketta, A-K-E-T-T-A. The guy was a guest on our show the other day, so we ordered some of his products. You notice that the word crickets does not appear on the package.
Nowhere on that label.
Isn't he clever that way?
Yes.
Tracy Weiner was a longtime producer at WGN Radio, so she lives out in these parts now, right?
Yes. I'm out in Downers Grove.
Are you working? Are you still involved in broadcasting?
No, I hung up my headphones after Kate was born.
So I was just kind of teasing you, but talking to you a little bit about some of the things that you are sending my way. And another interesting story you sent my way, which we talked about briefly one day, was the story of the kid with the stamp on his hand. Do you remember that one?
The lunch money?
Yeah, he was short of lunch money, so they stamped his hand.
Yeah, like the scarlet letter. Seriously, send a note home, a pink slip in their blue folder when they come
home.
And
it said
home.
Something like insufficient funds or something like that.
Yeah.
So then that's the way to let the mom know that there's not enough money there.
Yeah.
And you thought that was inappropriate.
I do. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like the story was like 75 cents he was down? It wasn't even like a big bill that he had a balance.
Right. It reminds me of the times where the kids don't have enough money and then they give them the alternative lunch with the parents. And some people just say, well, this is up to the parents. They keep enough money in the dang fund. It's on you. It's
right.
not the school's fault. But how you
right.
handle that is... It's
yeah,
critical.
It could have been handled differently, I think.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So what are you having lunch with your girlfriends here, by the way?
Yeah, a bunch of my mom friends are over, and we're going to have lunch before we have to pick up the kids. And well, you were so close, I was like, I have to come see you.
Well, it's sure nice to see you, Trace, and keep those cards and letters and ideas coming.
I will, always.
By the way, could we just get a round of applause for this young lady here, Tracy Weiner?
Oh, thank you. Love you, John.
It's nice to see you, my dear.
Nice to see you.
By the way, we're videoing all of this. So.
Oh, goody.
So you'll be able to catch this at WGNradio.com in the video format as well. It's 1:31. We'll pause, update you on the news. That's next on GN.